AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday. Good to be with you today. Matt, Brett here today. We got some painting getting done here.
Indeed we do.
Gonna put shine on this apple. That's looking nice. They're up there working hard. What's the group that's in here?
Nick Slavic Painting.
Ah, welcoming guys. I will try to avoid the paint fumes during the entire show, but, you know.
This show could really go off the rails the second
half.
Well,
I mean, have we ever had standards on this show? Come on, please.
Today's show just might be extra exciting around 3:45.
It's like a food fight, only less dignified. Come on. It's not exactly, high moral fiber here. I am tired. Since the beginning of the year, I really started getting back into it. I had the hernia surgery last year. Remember that? And I just finally got back into, running and mainly running. That's the main thing I'm doing is running a lot more. I've been running a 10K. Third week in a row I've done this. 6.21 miles, technically. I'm tired, man. Can I sleep through the show? I am not designed, I think, to do that, but I got to because I'm 50 now and it's like the only way I can stay in shape. The only way. Well, I'm not giving up food. It's delicious. Have you tried it? Its food is delicious. I'm not giving up food, but I can see that cab coming. Fish, greens, rice.
And that 10K, though.
And then maybe is health and happiness, is that overrated, do you think? You bike a lot. I mean, you're actually pretty in shape yourself. You do
that. I try to, yeah. I like the food like you, though. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a little cheese sauce on top of it. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with it. And I'm bummed. You want to talk about food? I'm bummed. I was salivating at the idea. Now that we're into like mid-January, I'm like, okay, when do these Friday fish fries start? Oh, God. I'm serious. Ash Wednesday's not until the beginning of March.
The idea of you doing reports on the road of the different fish fries.
Well, we got to be careful with that because last year I got invited to a fish fry and they ran out of fish after like 15 minutes because apparently the people that were serving, bless their souls, were giving out like half a tuna with each plateful. You know, it was piled high like it was some sort of ornate decoration of fish as it goes out the door, and all of a sudden they realize, oh, we should have probably only given out one fillet per person, huh? Oh, okay. So I don't want to be there. I don't want to do that interview, you know what I mean? So tell me more about the salad I'm having here on Fish Fry Friday night with tartar sauce. Delicious. I will say this, IHM, I still got my eyes set on them. And was it St. Therese in downtown? No, St. Therese is out in Minnetonka.
I worked John's. There for a while. Counting job. Yep.
St. John's over in downtown. Is it St. John's in downtown Hopkins? Oh, they got a good one too. They do the fish tacos. Nice. And here's the best part about Fish Fry Friday. When it rolls around, I don't want to tease you. I don't want to tease you. And you know what it was? Is I think during the football games yesterday, I was watching. They started all of a sudden. The fast food restaurants have started advertising their fish sandwiches, which is always a sign you're at that time of the year. I don't want to tease you because it is March. That's why, I was a little surprised to see they're advertising this already. But a reminder, you don't have to be Catholic to go to a Friday fish fry. You don't have to be. And sure, there might be a little bit of prayer here or there or something like this. No one's going to convert you. You could just get converted to delicious fish. That's all you, I'm prepared, ready to go. Now I just got to get through freaking February and Valentine's Day. Love, please. Actually, I got to be careful with that. My wife and I actually met 25 years ago. This coming on Valentine's Day, so I got to be.
She doesn't listen to the show, does she?
Never. And I mean, that's okay. Why I married her. You know, if you want to, you do what again? Yeah, I'm accounting. I'm marketing or something like that. I don't know. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. A lot of things to get to. Let's start with the dumb news from the weekend, because oh boy. First of all, there's a movie called Bird Box. If you have not seen this thing, it's on Netflix. And it's what was the one that the guy from John Krasinski did from The Office? He did where they couldn't make a sound.
Oh, I saw that.
That
movie.
Was a huge hit, right?
That was a pretty good movie, but Bird Box looks overrated. I haven't seen it, and I have no interest in it.
Bird Box is basically a takeoff. In that movie, you couldn't make any sound. In this movie, you can't see them. If you see them, you apparently go crazy and you kill yourself, which is then like that other movie that M. Night Shyamalan did with Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Where the trees, the plants. You know, started apparently getting upset about getting mowed. So, you know, and you think I'm lying. I'm not lying.
Well, if it's M. Night Shyamalan, was there a twist at
there
the
was
end?
Apparently the twist, the reason why he kind of fell off at the end, and sorry I ruined The Happening. The Happening. I ruined it for you because apparently the plants didn't like getting mowed. Just that was the grand twist at the end of it. A little bit of a drop off from, you know, Sixth Sense and Signs and all those. Just a little bit of a change.
He made that after those movies?
Yeah.
Wow.
With Mark Wahlberg. And yeah,
and Mark Wahlberg and M. Night Shyamalan.
I don't know who looked more confused in the film, the plants or Wahlberg, but it was one of the two.
That is a combo of director and actor.
So the plants are talking to me? I mean, just think about Zoolander. That's all you need to go with, all right? So needless to say, so this is kind of a takeoff of other films. You can't see them or else you go crazy and then you drive poorly. So you decide you're going to drive a car, apparently. There's a scene in this movie where you drive a car blindfolded. All right. Anyway, this has led to Utah teenager crash into another car while covering her eyes as part of the Bird Box Challenge.
Of course that was going to happen. I was just going to say, has that happened yet? And you answered my question.
Layton Police Lieutenant Travis Lyman said Friday, check out this idiot. A 17-year-old drifted into oncoming traffic, hit another car. Oh, my God. How dumb are you? Oh. She pulled her hat over her eyes to emulate Bird Box, a Sandra Bullock movie on Netflix where characters must be constantly blindfolded to avoid visions and urges. I think it's basically, yeah, to avoid you watching Bird Box. I mean, it's kind of... it's one of those films. People have been trying to do things while blindfolded have attracted widespread attention online. Netflix tweeted a warning about the challenge last week. You think? How about just don't do it, you idiot? You're in a car and you're going to try to drive down the street blindfolded. Wow. One of those Darwin's awards. A little after 3 p.m. on Thursday, the Rice Police Department got a tip that Eric Bondi, Rice's 46-year-old and newly elected mayor, had driven a van-side school bus to Rice Elementary School that in and itself wasn't that surprising, or at least it wouldn't have been if any other day. Since September, Bondi, who won the mayoral seat with nearly 50% of the vote after moving to town just a year and a half earlier, had been working as a driver for Metropolitan Transportation Network, the bus company used by the district. The problem was it hadn't been the first time that day that law enforcement had spoken to Mr. Bondi. About an hour and a half earlier, an officer had told Bondi not to get behind the wheel of it all because his driver's license has been suspended. So an officer and a couple of Benton County deputies headed to the school. Sure enough, they found Bondi in the driver's seat right where he should have been, where he shouldn't have been, rather. There were no students aboard the bus, and his speech was slurred. They reminded him he shouldn't be behind the wheel with the proper license. That's when they noticed his watery eyes and slurred speech. They also noticed an open container that had alcohol in it, according to Benton County Sheriff Troy Heck. Officer Heck? Sheriff Heck. Sorry. He wouldn't say exactly what beverage it was, but thanks to field sobriety tests, one thing was certain. Bondi was too drunk to drive a busload of elementary schoolers with or without a license. He was placed under arrest, hauled to the Benton County Jail, where he stayed until he sobered up, and then he was released without bail. He'd been caught drinking and driving once before, 12 years ago in Crow Wing County. Heck wouldn't say why Bondi's license had been suspended in the first place, not while the investigation is still ongoing. But it was supposed to be pick up the grandchildren of Metropolitan's chief operating officer. He'll have to appear in court to answer for those charges. He said, press release from the sheriff's department, Bondi himself won't return interview requests. Citizens in Rice don't know whether he'll continue as their mayor if he's found guilty. The question is up to him, says Mr. Heck. So there you go. Wow. Okay, there, one final one. Of course, the latest news on Jamie Kloss and how she was targeted. This is the scary part. This guy apparently just targeted her because he saw her getting off a school bus. That's it. There was no, I mean, they've been frantically searching for any connection that they have. Church, work, you know, place of employment, restaurant, something. And the only thing, I mean, apparently the through this guy's own admission, he just targeted her because he saw her getting off a school bus one day. And the one thing that's interesting is there seems to have, I'm going to presume that there was some sort of previous confrontation. And there, and why I say that is this, is that when they talk about when he came to the door and he killed her parents, mom and her came, were immediately hiding in the bathroom. You know, went and hid in the bathroom. And I would have a hard time if some guy just knocked on my door in the middle, you know, middle of the night. I don't think I'd be like, everyone get all the kids and hide in the basement or something like that. Someone must have gone to the wrong address. I wanted to think about it. So I'm wondering if there must have been some sort of previous contact that had not been reported to the police at some point. There are some people, including a caller that called in on Friday. I want to make sure I say this. You know, we do need to look at Jamie and sort of give her whatever she needs. I think the idea, it's great. We want to have parades. It's great. We want to have that big banner ceremony where she comes into school and everyone's applauding her as she walks. And that's all nice. That's wonderful. But ask yourself the question, are you doing it for yourself or are you doing it for her? Because frankly, I would ask her what she wants. And my gut feeling is that after this incredible tragedy, because once again, she's still dealing with not only the fact that she was kidnapped and held for 2 months, but she was also lost. Both of her parents are gone and they are not coming back. And that is settling in as we go on here. The reality is I would be shocked if this woman, she's a human being, she's going to be dealing with this for the rest of her life. She'll be dealing with this for the rest of her life. So my, you know, and now I get it. And if all the people that have been working and been searching, law enforcement that's been out there looking, people that have been hoping, people that have been going to church and praying, people that have been just staying at home and hoping the best for the family. I there are a lot of people out there that want to have a celebration, that want to feel good. And that's by all means, that's understandable. But just keep in mind, and by the way, for anyone that's out there shaming these people that want to celebate and be happy, it's misguided. You know, these people have been a very stressful time to think that happened in their town and Barron and basically that it's, you know, they've been dealing with the stress of this and the horror of this and the fear that goes along with this. So to have some good news to come out of the end of this, I can understand their joy and their happiness. But one thing I'll just make sure, as you get ready for the big celebrations, make sure someone asks Jamie what she wants first and foremost. All right? All right. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we do return, how much longer should we even tolerate Trump in the White House at this point? I mean, how much longer? I don't know. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
I am Athena Janakis Karras, and my family invites you to join us at It's Greek to Me on the corner of Lake and Lindale. Since purchasing this iconic restaurant 2 years ago, our passion has been building upon the traditional by infusing the menu and space with modern interpretations of classic Greek cuisine. Sourcing fresh, authentic ingredients and recipes cultivated from our Greek heritage, your meal will be quintessentially Greek. Find It's Greek to Me at 626 Westlake Street in Minneapolis or at itsgreektomemn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for the Monday. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So one of the things I did this weekend is watch really what is a great film. A great film because it's now a historical film, really. All the President's Men, Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford. And is there a better newspaper editor representation in any movie than Jason Robards? My God, is he good as Ben Bradley, the editor of the Washington Post, in that. Just unbelievable. Great movie. And my son had watched some of All the President's Men, which, by the way, if you do watch All the President's Men, one of the things you will come across is that, I mean, it really does kind of, it's a very different world back then, while these guys in the Pentagon or at the Washington Post were tracking down all this details. And once again, if you don't know the story of Watergate, the thing which was interesting about Watergate was it kind of simmered there for a while, and the only people that were covering it were Woodward and Bernstein, because they were getting information from a guy named Deep Throat, who was, we now know as Mark Felt, the one of the assistant directors of the FBI, that Felt was basically feeding information that this is a pretty big deal. The Republican, the campaign to reelect Nixon in 72 had a massive slush fund, which was being directed out of the White House. And the guys that were caught breaking into the Watergate building were basically Republican operatives paid to basically break in and bug the Democratic headquarters, which they didn't need to do. And one of the things that they talk about in the movie is that they had already pretty much, the Republicans had already sabotaged the Democrats pretty bad in 72. I mean, they were terrified of Muskie. They got him out of the way because they kept releasing scandalous notes and stuff. And you find out later on that the Republicans had done all this stuff. They had manipulated it down to get to the candidate they wanted to run against. And then basically they decided we're still trying to do their dirty tricks. And through a series of really unique moments, they find out that the money was coming in from the campaign to reelect Nixon was being put into a big file in a safe in the offices there, and was being directed by the White House directly to infiltrate and attack the Democrats. And it was the lies. I mean, it was the constant lies, lie after lie after lie. And that's what they caught up. But one of the things that was really interesting is there's a scene about a third of the way, maybe halfway through the movie, where the editors of the Washington Post are saying, should we continue this? And the guy says, no one is following this. Woodward and Bernstein are the only people who are talking about this. And yet, when we look back on that today, everyone thinks of Nixon as a crook. And I want to put some parallels here because we all want everyone to, you know, to think that Trump is horrible right now. Get him out of office. The reality is that a week before Nixon resigned from office, he went to a political rally in Indiana where he was cheered and praised by many of his supporters. And his support, his approval rating was still relatively high. It wasn't great. It was tumbling, that's for sure, at that point, especially with all the guilty charges. But I mean, he won re-election fairly easily. And then in the next 2 years, the thing started going downhill. But he still was popular within his own party. And we should keep that in mind as we talk about Trump. And that on Friday night, it's revealed that the FBI, and basically because the Trump administration forced their hand with the reveal that the Russian investigation was a main reason themselves. The first draft of the firing of James Comey letter was, that came from Trump himself, was that he quoted that the Russian investigation is why I'm firing you. And so the question becomes, were the Russians, I mean, did the Russians order Trump to fire Comey? I mean, it was a legit question, a very legit question. And it still is a very legit question. And then and once again, all you have to do, if you wonder if there is a compromised man in the Oval Office, take a look at Trump's foreign policy. Everything that he has done foreign policy-wise, every single thing has been to basically is a wish list for the Russians, for Putin. You know, depower NATO, depower the EU, get into a trade war with China. Middle East policy basically is dictated directly by Putin. Withdrawing from Syria was clearly directed by Putin. I mean, Putin is telling him what to do on foreign policy. Absolutely. Then you hear this story of that was out of the Washington Post itself about the interpreter and how Trump himself has sworn the interpreter to silence, took the interpreter's notes, and even one time met only with Putin and Putin's interpreter. So Trump was the only guy from the United States in a meeting with the leader of a foreign country. And it's not as if he didn't share the information with the Democrats or the press or anything. He's not even sharing this information with his own administration. No one in his administration knows what these guys were talking about. We have a compromised president. I mean, this is, you know, as all these Republicans sat there and said, it's man, you're just Russia, Russia, Russia. It is Russia, Russia, Russia. And for God's sakes, Hillary Clinton warned us during the debate. She said, he's a puppet of Russia, not a puppet. You're your puppet. I'm not your puppet. He's a puppet. He clearly is a puppet. He's got Putin's hand jammed so far up his backside. I'm surprised we can't see it coming out of his mouth. Of course he's a puppet. Of course he's compromised. And the reality is we are at a very similar point to a good chunk of the movie All the President's Men, where there still is a tremendous amount of people that look at this guy as some sort of hero. Follow what Deep Throat was saying the time. Follow the money. Follow the money. Follow the money. He kept trying to do it. And eventually had to, when they got the Washington Post was tricked, when he was tricked, they basically, had to go back to Deep Throat, and Deep Throat had to give him all the details. That's kind of the way the story goes, breaks down. And by the way, if you haven't seen it, top-notch film. All the President's Men, very much worth watching. But the reality is, stay with this. Don't give up. Don't expect this to be easy. But the way that this clown is going, for God's sakes, they brought him on Fox News this weekend, and he didn't deny it. And even today, when he came out to clarify the statements he made on Fox News, he said, I never worked with them. Have you ever taken orders from them? You didn't work for them. Okay, so you weren't on Fryer detail last night. Did you ever capitulate to them? Did you ever do what they said? Were you ever a product of what they, was your decisions ever a product of something that came out of Putin's mouth? He's not answering. He's doing the non-denial denials because he knows that if he says, I didn't do that, he's realizing his public statements are actually admissible as the president of the United States. And so he's desperately trying to find a way to say, I didn't do it without actually saying I didn't do it. He's guilty as all get-go, people. And I understand there are some Republicans out there who, and many of them, who hate Democrats more than they love their quality of life, their well-being, their health, their kids, their religion, and their country. I get that. I understand that. But the reality is that really where you're at? That you'll say, I'd rather have the Russians ordering our president what to do as opposed to the Democrats being in charge. Because get the hell out of my country if that's where you're at. Because you're not American anymore. You're Russian. And you need to leave. Because I am proud of my military service. I am proud of the country that I'm in. And no, I don't believe in any time that a politician I don't like gets elected, I say, I'm leaving. I stay here because I love this country. But anyone that sits there and says, I would rather have Vladimir Putin making the decisions for our president, get the hell out. That is as anti-American as it ever gets. Let's run the calls here. We'll go a little bit later here. Gary is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Gary.
Yeah, I want to go back to that Jamie thing. Everybody with a gun is a good guy with a gun until they murder, rob, and rape with a gun. And I think we should just ask the NRA about that kidnapper.
Well, and I, obviously, thanks, Gary. Well, obviously, more on that will be coming out as we go there. A lot of coverage of that here in town. By all means, you can get caught up on that in other places. Let's go to Phil in New York here because I don't want to have him waiting during the break. Welcome on in, Phil.
Yeah, hi, Matt. I'm glad you're bringing up some parallels between Watergate and what's going on today. People tend to forget that the Watergate investigation went on a very long time.
Yes.
Similar to what's going on with Mueller. So I tell people, be patient. These things take a long time. When you look at the people that surrounded Nixon and the people that surrounded Trump, lots of similarities. Just defense of criminal behavior and even engaging in it. One last comment. I just watched the movie Vice, which is about Dick Cheney.
Yes.
And I highly recommend it. Very good political movie.
And Phil, one of the things I just want to make sure you're absolutely correct on, in that movie, All the President's Men, it's pretty shocking that it does take a while. It starts at the really kind of at the nomination convention for the Republicans for 72. And it ends, the final scene in there is the swearing in of Nixon in 73. But then they basically, with the way they end the film, they show that this was over the next year and a half. That's when the investigations happened. You have to give this stuff time to play out. But at the end of the day, don't ever allow him to just walk away because this is not as easy as people think it's going to be.
Oh, a lot of my friends that don't like Trump, they're impatient. When is this going to be done? When's Mueller? I say, this all takes time. There's a lot of dots connect.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Phil. Jeff and Reverend Jack, hold on. I'll get your calls in after the break. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Minnesota's very best appliance shoppers choose Warner Stellion, home of the lowest price guarantee and trusted free services. Warner Stellion's in-store specialists will help you choose what's best for you. If it's worth considering, Warner Stellion has it. And now through the 23rd, we guarantee our price is lowest. Save more with our trusted free delivery, basic installation, haulaway, and no interest financing. Don't wait. Get in on special appliance savings now through January 23rd from Minnesota's own Warner Stellion.
Yay, you survived the holidays. Now what about cleaning up that holiday mess? My friends, it's time you learn my holiday hangover secret. It's Zero Res. Fortunately for you, right now is the best time of the year to call Zero Res. Get three rooms clean starting at just $119. And this month only, get a hallway clean for free with their three-room special. Call 952-ZERO-RES or book online anytime at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Spell it backward or forward. It spells the same. Zero Res.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Catch New Beginnings with Freddie Bell, Saturdays at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Lisa on the live stream here. You can go to Facebook or to the Matt McNeil Show Facebook page. You can go to Facebook on AM 950 radio as well. Watch the show if you like. She makes the point. Imagine if Obama had done any of this. Imagine if Obama had done any of this.
He wouldn't be impeached. He would literally be in jail right now.
They would have actually sent police over to arrest him.
Yep.
And a lot of Democrats would go, yeah, probably should. You probably should have. And I mean, and why? All the truth is, under this guy's, yeah, if he was working with a foreign government and become a Manchurian candidate of a president, yes, absolutely. But no, just imagine. I mean, you remember all those Republicans that used to say, "I'm not against Obama because of race. I'm only against him because of budget deficits." Oh, are you? I promise that if Trump ever is half as bad as Obama with budget deficits, I'll be 10 times as outraged. Funny story. No, they haven't been. And Trump is unbelievably horrible with budget deficits. Unbelievably. EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the week is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Great live music. As a matter of fact, I want to mention here, we got Nothing But Class, the music of Dorothy Fields with Ann Reed tonight. Tomorrow, Ethan Iverson is there. And even with Kate Behan on Wednesday, Forever Everly. That's backed by popular demand on Thursday. Friday, Tom Hunter sings for your supper, as well as also Sinatra, Andrew Walsh's big band, and then the music of Amy Winehouse on Saturday, the 19th. So a lot of great music there. But you see, that's Crooners. I mean, they just have great music every night. Great music, great food, a fantastic place for dinner. Get your Valentine's reservations now. That's a great idea for you. It is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. Jeff is up next. Jeff, welcome in. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Matt. My pleasure. First of all, shout out to all the Democrats that are at the island of Puerto Rico to help my people. I know that Trump's disturbed by that. And my main question, though, is I know Trump's is Putin's puppet. I'm trying to critically think, what is his motive behind basically being a traitor and a Benedict Arnold to this country? What does he stand to gain to be Putin's lapdog? I can't figure it out.
Well, first of all, it's okay. Let's go down. And Jeff, thanks. All my best. By the way, all my best to still the people of Puerto Rico here. Clearly, Trump is not helping you guys. And please donate. There's still a lot of agencies that are collecting for Puerto Rico. If you can, please do. This is an old standard Russian technique. They started forming this process in the 70s. Find people high and up in certain governments, get them compromised with, oh, I don't know, hookers in a hotel room. The PP tape that's with Trump, you know, get them compromised where there's a videotape or something like this, or in Trump's behalf. I mean, once again, there was a Gulf Digest story, I think it was from 2014, where Eric was talking about, yeah, we didn't work with any of the American banks. We've been working with Russian banks. The Russians, the reason why they weren't working with American banks is they weren't giving any return on investment, and they were basically couldn't pay their bills. And so they were going to foreign banks, and the Russians are like, oh, sure, we'll give you tons of money. That's everything there. I mean, Trump wants everyone to believe he's this really wealthy guy. The reality is he's a house of cards, and he's borrowing from Peter he's stealing from Peter to pay Paul. I mean, that's who he is. He is a guy who is basically smoke and mirrors, and he doesn't want people to know this. And so that compromises him there as well. And trust me, I brought this up. I was having dinner with some friends on Saturday night, and I said, this could be the first president we've ever had where he leaves office and he leaves the country and never returns. He will never come back to the United States of America because he's terrified of that he'll get arrested. And so he literally will leave this country and become a political refugee in a foreign country. Because he's that compromised. And This is why, I mean, one of the things which was really disturbing, I read this morning, Chuck Grassley is trying to figure out a way to stop the House Ways and Means Committee from getting Trump's tax return. Even though it's legal precedent, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee gets Trump's tax return. He can look at any tax return he wants to. That's actually legal precedent. Grassley's trying to figure out a way for the Senate to interfere with the House to prevent them from looking at it. And it's just, right now, what you've got is a bunch of guys in the Senate who are falling on swords to try to stop the Democrats from basically pointing out their capitulation, their endorsement of all this crap in regards to Trump and the Russians. So that's why. I mean, he's compromised. And if you know, all Putin really has to do with Trump, I mean, he doesn't need to have hookers in a hotel room. All he needs with Trump is to go out there and say, you know what, we'll make you feel like you're a wheeler dealer, big guy, millionaire, billionaire fella. And Trump's like, sure, what do you want me to do? That's who he is. That's who he is. Reverend Jack is in Minneapolis. Wanted to chime in. Got full phone lines right now. 952.
Yeah, hey, spot on. You nailed it on that last little thing you were just saying there. But
thanks,
I just wanted to say you were talking about Trump trying to deny it without actually like saying it, going on record denying it. So I thought that right away. I was watching where that lady on Fox News, you know, and she's like, where are you now? Or have you ever, you know, blah, 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 worked for the Russians or been a Russian asset writer? And his response was, that's the most insulting thing I've ever heard. That's insulting. I can't believe that. And the article is the most insulting article that's ever been written. At no point can he say, no, I'm not, and I wasn't. And you know what I mean? He just goes on this tirade about how insulting it was that somebody would even ask him such a thing. I mean, it was right away. I was like, oh man, he's not he didn't even answer the question.
And the thing, which was a lot of people in the White House, first of all, that whole thing with Jeanine Pirro was set up at the last second by Trump himself. I mean, it was only a few hours before they went live, and they're like scrambling trying to get this done. And they said that the whole argument was that he wanted to go out there and offset this. And the reality is his lack of denial. And then today he goes, I didn't work for the Russians. We're not asking worked for the Russians. We're asking you, have you basically been taking orders and commands? Are you basically following Putin's lead? And reminder, we used to, and thanks, Reverend Jack, I appreciate the phone call, and thanks for the nice words, 952-946-6205. How many Republicans screamed that Obama wasn't fit for office because they said, we're leading from behind, we're not in front? Obama never took orders from anyone. Obama never took orders from anyone. All you leading from behind people that were talking about how Obama had to leave office, if you want to be anywhere slightly consistent, you have to be for him leaving office. You have to be. I mean, he's a Russian agent, for God's sakes. We have the president of the United States because the Republican Party set it up to where the lowest common denominator picked who their guy was. And because Trump knew how to appeal to the people that love the lowest common denominator, they ended up stuck with him. But instead of actually sitting there and saying, we're going to bring back some civility here, I can't wait for, like, and part of me feels as if you're going to have a situation similar to what happened with Andrew Jackson when the Supreme Court ruled against him in the Trail of Tears and said, you cannot remove the Native Americans from the land. And Jackson's response was, you've made your ruling. Let's see you enforce it. And basically, you know, himself ripped the Native Americans off their lands and shipped them off to the West. And in the process, killing thousands of them. I mean, it was truly a horrible thing that he did. I almost admit, I wonder how long it's going to be before Trump gets, yeah, I've been taking orders from the Russians, but what are you going to do about it? And the Republicans going, well, you know, sometimes Russians might have a good idea. Because right now, the Senate is not going to get rid of him. The Senate, you could have him standing over the body with the gun saying, I shot him, I shot this person, and they'll say, well, that guy kind of deserved it. That is who they are right now. So it is scary, but the reality is this is a creation of the Republicans' own making. And I still am wondering how long, trust me, Republicans, listen to me for a second. If one of you former moderates came on out and said, I'm done with this. This is a clown car show. I'm not going to be aligned with anyone that's basically supporting Russia as the real president of the United States. I guarantee you, you take a third of the Republican Party with you overnight. I guarantee you, you take a third of the Republican Party with you overnight. And you start your own party. And yeah, it'd be a heck of a lot of work. But is this really where you guys want to be? I mean, take a look at how ludicrous Lindsey Graham looks right now. At Chuck Grassley, at Mitch McConnell, who's clearly, he basically is taking his marching orders. Mitch McConnell is clearly taking his marching orders from Trump. And so we have a Senate that's basically been compromised as well. And my guess would be as many of those people in the Senate, those Republicans, they have campaign donations that they can trace back, right back to the Russians. That would be my guess. Lawrence is in St. Paul. He wanted to chime in as well this afternoon. Welcome in, Lawrence.
Well, facts, you're right on it today as the evidence of your four phone lines. I just want to diverge it a little bit and talk about, we can talk about Trump all day, is not going to matter. And I'll illustrate this point about Obama. Do you remember that Obama's address, the speech he made in Denver, Colorado? Do you remember the most salient surroundings he had? He had columns. He had a podium. He kind of looked like a president, because before then there had been no serious candidate for a black candidate for president. So Obama rightly and smartly made the people see in their minds what a black president looked like. And that was his most successful speech. Now, fast forward to Trump. It's not Trump now that is the problem. It is the American people. There, you can inundate Trump, inundate the American people with all the facts in the world, and they're not going to listen to the facts. So you're going to have to let the American people see what injustice looks like. So they're going to have to see, and they're going to have a positive reinforcement from the Democrats, what criminality and what this guy does look like, because they're not going to listen to facts.
Well, and
you don't. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and Lawrence, what I was going to say is this, is that first of all, what you're referring to, I believe, was the acceptance speech in 2008 in Denver, where they moved it from inside to the stadium. And it that was something that terrified every Republican, because that was a heck of a good speech. But I think that you're touching on at the end of your call. And thanks, Lawrence. I appreciate the phone call today. What you're touching on is something I've said. You're going to have to rub these guys' face in it. You're going to have to rub these Republicans' face in it. You are going to have to say, you supported a traitor. You supported a Benedict Arnold. And that Benedict Arnold, I mean, Donald Trump should become a synonymous name with Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold, we say Benedict Arnold today. We all know who Benedict Arnold was, because he was such a traitor. In 300 years, Donald Trump will be, I don't want another president. People will be campaigning against, I am no Donald Trump. I am not compromised. That's what you need to do. You need to turn everything that they have pinned their hopes and dreams on and pull down the curtain and show them the real wizard behind the curtain that's pulling all the levers and everything. That's what you need to do. And you have to rub their faces in it. And so, yeah, it's Russia, Russia, Russia. And I have no problem saying that and throwing it back in your face. Mr. Oh, I'll be just as upset with Donald Trump if he's bad with the deficits as I was with Obama. I have no problem throwing this all back in your face. I want you guys to go back into your freaking little holes and realize this should never have happened. But because you are brainwashed, you basically decided to get into bed with the devil himself. Jim is in St. Paul. Let's take his call before we get to the break. Welcome on in, Jim.
Thank you, Matt. You know, you've been right all along about telling us how bad these goddamn Republicans are, and they just suck. My question to you, and is very sincere, do you think there's... I'm so tired of these people, the generals around Trump, that get mad and they quit and they walk out and leave that idiot alone. Do you honestly think there's anybody in America that can save America?
I think there's a lot of people that, and Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. Yes, I do. I think Americans can save America. Because if you're waiting for an Obama-esque-like individual to ride in on a horse and slay the dragon, that's not how this works. We have a system in place. Trust me when I say this. If at the beginning of this next year, as we get into 2020, if we have all this very public evidence that Trump has been a traitor, that Trump has been a puppet of the Russians, and you have a Senate where they basically, you know, you're going to have a massive, you know, overthrow of Mitch McConnell and the leadership in that, the Senate by the Republicans, because they don't want to just lose. They will lose every seat that's up in 2020. You will lose every seat that's up. And you will give the Democrats a filibuster-proof majority and probably a Democratic president and a much larger margin in the House. And so there comes a point where they're going to have to cut ties. And I've said with the Republicans, this whole government shutdown, this is the time for you to do it. But what it takes is people standing up and doing the right thing. I was reminded there was the plane crash that happened in Washington, D.C., where the plane crashed into the Chesapeake River. And it was just a horrible tragedy. I remember that when that happened back in the 80s. Was it 79? Was it 25 years ago? It was 25 years ago, I believe it was. Or maybe it was 35 years ago. Anyway, it was in the 80s. And it crashed into the Potomac, the Chesapeake River. And here is a woman who is desperately trying to get out of the water. She's trying to grab onto a life preserver that's being dangled from a helicopter. And she's falling into the water and she's dying. And all of a sudden, from the left comes some guy, just some guy, who then all of a sudden realized she's going to die unless we go in there and save her. And jumped into the water, freezing ice cold water, and saved that person and got them out and save them. That's what we need. We need people to look and see democracy itself is drowning. It is dying. And we, the people, can get in that water and save it and pull it out of the water. It just means that we have to go get wet. And we are not going to stand by and watch this country become something it was never designed to be. We are supposed to have leadership in Washington, D.C. And the leadership failure is not from the Democrats. It's from the Republicans who refuse to do their job. And they have been refusing to do their job and refusing to lead for a decade. And it's time for this to end. I would jump in the water. And I hope you would be along with me on the side. Because people, we've got to save, we have to save democracy. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Take a break, a quick segment when we return. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
I'll tell you, the Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I have to say this next line?
Do you want to sleep inside tonight?
My dad is beloved, world-famous radio broadcaster Matt McNeil.
Perfect!
Anyway, my mom and dad want me safe when I'm driving in winter weather. That's why the vehicle they trust is the Toyota Sienna, and the dealership they trust is Rudy Luther Toyota. They keep me safe.
With my son driving this winter, I trust Rudy Luther, and you can too. Stop in today and become a Rudy Luther Toyota family. The southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. A few local touches here I want to do before we wrap up this hour. First of all, Republicans and Democrats seem to be in unison on a few things. These are some of the things that doubt jammed into the omnibus prime bill that were pretty much popular or else refused the Republicans in the House to vote on it. Hands-free cell phone. That will be a looks like that's going to go through. Apparently, the Republicans are actually trying to find some pretty harsh penalties for people caught doing distracted driving. And you want to know the truth is I'm all on board with that. I actually agree with that. I think you have to be, we have to start treating this as what it is and that it's not safe. It is not safe to do. So I'm okay with that. Sexual harassment policy, also, they're hoping to have an agreement on that. Can we call it the Tony Cornish bill? The Tony Cornish, you stay out of here. You know, Bill, something like that. Could we do that? Just dream a little dream. Reminder, though, if I may, to, message to the Democrats in the House and the Senate. Reminder, the Republicans have been killing the bill that would allow people to search your internet history. And frankly, do you want your 13-year, do you want people like, Senator Osmek, I think was the guy that killed it, the Republican senator. I think, do you want Senator Osmek seeing what your 13-year-old is searching online? I don't think I want that. So for the Republicans that have been basically preventing common sense consumer rights protections coming out of the House and the Senate, let's get that fixed as well, if we could. Final note, this weekend, I saw a few Republican operatives starting to make the call that they need to get into the suburbs and start recruiting the women back, suburban women back into the Republican fold. And as a matter of fact, this was a plea that they're basically saying, if we don't start campaigning and winning the hearts and minds of the suburban women that helped Trump win in 2016, we are not going to win in 2020. That they are hinging everything on getting suburban women back into the Republican fold. So I want to make sure we understand what's going on. 2020 starts today. It does. And I know you're tired. I get it. I understand. Democrats love having celebration parties, patting themselves on the back. Fine. It's been a few months. It's over. We need to move ahead. We need to start campaigning now. 2020 is coming out. Do you know where to vote? Are you registered to vote? Ask every friend and talk to them about the issues. Reminder, it's not very difficult to sell the Democratic Party when the Republicans are led by a compromised Russian agent. Doug in next. Doug Pageant in. Coming up next. Until tomorrow. See ya.